We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. John, in my apartment complex, James, at the complex, there's like a residential, I don't know, portal where you can post things. You know, someone's looking to sell, you know, hey, I got a couch, I'm looking to sell it. You can try to sell a couch to, you know, other residents. So someone just posted here, they're looking for a babysitter this Saturday for a couple of hours this Saturday. Two children ages 3 to 5. Should I respond and say,
please,
like, I'm in? Like,
yeah, I think you'd be perfect.
John,
are you trying something out?
You'd be great. Run? Yeah, it's a good idea.
Are you thinking down the line for your own?
No, I wasn't. I'm just thinking, like, how much do I charge for you know, a couple hours, children's ages 3 to 5? And do I have any capabilities of pulling this off?
No. I mean, it would be. I mean, you
imagine.
Because here's the deal. I would say to the parents, like, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to make this real simple. They gotta just watch TV with me, and they gotta make not that much noise.
3 and a 5-year-old.
While I watch, you know, Sports.
This
Center.
Is no idea how 3 and 5-year-olds actually exist on this planet.
Well, I'll put on what movie would I watch with a 3 and a 5-year-old?
Nothing you'd be interested in, pal.
Old Yeller? Is that too old?
No,
Dumbo? Would they watch Dumbo with me? Sesame Place?
Sure.
All right,
maybe.
Let's talk to our next guest. He is a maestro covering pro football. You can follow all of his work. Of course, he's got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's brought to us today, Ross Tucker, is by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Ross Tucker. What's up, Ross?
Joe, I'll tell you what's up. Right now, if you babysit for those people, they will not have to pay you. I will personally pay for you to babysit those two kids. If you video it,
the best idea I've ever heard.
If you put a hidden camera in there and video it, and you get approval from them, I will pay whatever amount you want to see what you do. And if it happens, Joe, I've got 4 letters for you. IPAD. iPad.
That's actually
give
a great piece of advice. Yeah.
That's your only chance of survival, Joe, is to give them an iPad.
Wow. All right. So let me think about this. This is now become more intriguing because I got an external possibility of getting paid from you as well, Ross. I like that. All right, Ross, let's talk some football. We'll get to all the other nonsense later. What was your reaction, Ross, to the game on Sunday? I mean, we know what happened, but your insight into the missed opportunity, culpability, where it lies, and what stood out to you?
Yeah, extremely disappointing. I don't know where you guys are at with this, but I believe that the Eagles are like an 8-9 win team, and that they will be in the mix.
I agree.
In the NFC East and potentially wild card until the end.
Yep.
And you can't lose games like this. I mean, they're playing at home. They dominate the entire first half. I mean, thoroughly dominated. And Garoppolo, fortunately, wasn't playing very well. And they did not make the most of it. Then you obviously have both Brandons get hurt, which is awful. And especially BG being done for the year. But it's a huge missed opportunity that I feel like, you know, when we were talking in January and they're 7-8 or 8-8, whatever their record is, we will look back on it. Because here's the reality. They're going to have games where they don't play well. They're going to have games where the other team just beats them and is better than them. That's not how I felt. I was very disappointed in the short yardage and goal line play calling and offensive line performance, to be honest with you.
Ross, let me ask you this. I want you to keep going, but let me ask you this. Is there a person, Hurts, Sirianni, someone else, that you thought was most responsible for the loss?
Yeah, I'd probably say Sirianni. And I'd probably say Sirianni because he is the play caller. And he's also, you know, heavily involved with the game planning. Steichen, obviously, is the offensive coordinator. But you have third and one at the 20-something yard line, and you don't get Hurts' legs involved at all, and you have a loss of yardage because it's you're kind of telegraphing that it's inside zone there. And then you get the field goal block. To get no points there is horrendous. Then you have first and goal at the one. And I am not, guys, a second guesser very often when it comes to play calling because that's just so stupid. Because, okay, if the play worked, then we'd all say great play call. It didn't work, so it's terrible, right? But I am a process guy, and I'm almost okay with the first down play action pass because they're so geared up for the run. They're expecting that. But after that, I was very disappointed with the play design and the execution to have those next two runs be what they were. And then Greg Ward, there just wasn't enough optionality on the Philly special. Unless you say to, hey, Greg, if it's not there, try to run, try to go for it. I doubt he would have made it. But to throw the ball out of the back of the end zone on a fourth down, what are we doing?
Well, you know what it really
– some on Greg Ward.
Too. Oh, that, I mean, Jalen that's
Rager, unawareness. Jalen Rager running a route that's completely off camera. I didn't get to see, like, what he was supposed to be doing, but maybe come back to the ball, improvise a little bit. I'm worried, Ross, that is it likely that teams are already caught up to the Nick Sirianni new scheme in part because he's streamlining things so much for his young quarterback? You know, is he simplifying things for Jalen because they feel like they had to bring Jalen along slowly, and as a result, it's easier for defenses to catch up to the new looks?
Well, absolutely it's the case, okay, that they were much more aggressive than the Falcons were on the underneath routes. Much more aggressive and much better prepared for the quarterback run game and some of the pulls and the zone reads off of it. There is no question. I mean, they were so aggressive on those quick look passes to the receivers that I was actually surprised the Eagles didn't hit more things downfield, but that was what they had to do. They hit the big one to Quez Watkins. They hit the one to Rager where he stepped out of bounds, which is poor. But that's what they had to do because teams were like, you know, the Niners decided we're not going to let them just throw these easy, you know, quick horizontal passes and get 5 to 8 yards a clip.
Right. But why were our tight ends neutralized to such a degree?
Well, so first of all, I think the Niners linebacker, Fred Warner, and safeties are pretty darn good players.
Yes.
But I also, you know, I would have to go back, John, but I'm surprised they didn't utilize those guys more. You know, those are their most reliable guys at this point, you would say, in Goddard and Ertz. And I don't really know why they didn't use them in the passing game more. For whatever reason, and I don't know if
Goddard
it's because of Fred Warner or whatever. Yeah, he was. And they also, they really, if you look at like any of those like graphs of where Hurts throws the ball, he really avoids the middle of the field. I mean, he does not throw the ball in the middle of the field. Everything's out wide, which is really weird because those are harder throws out wide. If you ever watch Brady, it's like the more he can throw in the middle of the field, the better because it's closer throws. They're right there.
Ross, I think part of it with this game was when he was on the move. You know,
well, he's moving to a side generally. Yeah,
eyes
to the right
on the side.
Yeah, generally.
And it's a single read, high low.
Yep, Ross, I believe this to be true, but I'm curious if you do. In Jalen Hurts' quest this season to convince the Eagles that he should be the starting quarterback next season, which he now has 15 games left to prove, I believe 2 days ago Sunday's game was a setback for Hurts. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to say disagree, Joe.
Even though they only scored 11 points?
Well, that's not good. That doesn't help. I would agree with that. But you know, him being able to deliver the balls he did to Rager and Watkins, I think is highly encouraging. And I also think he's doing a pretty good job of picking when to run and run out of bounds and get first downs.
Hasn't turned it over, which has been a great plus.
Right. I did not come away from that game thinking it was a negative evaluation for Hurts.
Well, you're in line with John and a lot of listeners. I mean, I'm glad to hear you say that. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Ross Tucker with us as well. 215-592-9494. Coming back, all the calls. Also, an aspect of the Eagles we've touched on a little bit, but we got to dive in a little bit more as well. We'll hit that and more with Ross, John, and Joe here on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.